This is Nicole from the Bank of Cardiff.
Nicole, Ken Jensen, Pinnacle Precision. You'd left me a voicemail message probably back earlier this month.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm calling to find out what your offer is.
Yeah. What are you? Are you looking at capital or equipment?
Yes, capital.
Some working capital? Okay.
Yes.
Let me pull up your file real quick. You said Pinnacle Precision, correct?
Yes.
Okay. How are you doing this week?
Pretty good. Stressed out. My customers aren't paying me as good as they have in the past, and I got a couple of big projects I got to get started. So I'm feeling the squeeze right now.
Oh, okay, okay. So
are you
looking.
A call?
Yeah, definitely. How much are you looking for?
About $60,000.
About $60,000. Okay. And hold on, that's not coming up. I'll find it in a second. Okay, so $60,000, and you said this is for, are you just, like, payroll, materials?
Yeah, I just got labor, materials, tooling.
Labor, materials. Okay, and you said it's because the jobs aren't paying you right now?
Yeah, I've got, right now I've got right around $120,000 in open invoices, and $45,000 of it's past due.
Oh, okay, okay. So you're looking to just kind of get that safety net done, huh?
Well, I've, you know, since I'm getting paid late, my vendors are starting to get a little cranky, and I'm going to have to, this will be used to get them back happy so I can keep ordering from them.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. When would you need this by?
I don't know, in a week.
So pretty. You need it pretty soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. No, that's no problem. Just making sure. All right. And you said...
So what's your interest rate on this stuff? This kind of stuff?
For...
the offer, but I never seen the fine print. What kind of interest rate you guys charge?
For the working capital?
Yes.
It's, not really, you know, there's not really a set interest rate. What we'll do here is we're going to qualify you for the largest amount possible and the longest term, and then kind of work backwards with you and let you pick from there. Term-wise for working capital, it's anywhere from 3 months to 3 years.
Okay.
So it all comes down to, you know, how much you're going to need and how long you're going to, your term.
Okay. All right, but there's got to be a final number. If I, 60, and then what kind of interest rate? I mean, you guys got to charge an interest rate. I know that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, our working capital, it's based on your, you know, your sales. So what did your gross annual sales look like last year?
I think it's around 900,000.
900,000? Okay.
Looked it up exactly.
Yeah, no. So to get your final number, you know, I would need to look, you know, see what you look like on paper with the application, and then we can get you an answer within 24 hours.
Okay.
To get, you know, hard numbers.
Now, last year was 827,000. So
827. Okay. And, you said you needed this right away. And what would be the, you know, the return on investment for this loan for you?
I'm running about 15-16% net income, if that's what you're after.
Yeah, you know, how much money would you ultimately make? I know you're waiting for jobs, so. And this is,
yeah, it isn't like that. It isn't like for one particular job. It's just to, I gotta get some working capital back into the flow. We, you know, we're continually turning jobs around, and I just need, you know, we're a job shop, so
mm-hmm.
So I get NPOs and stuff, and then I order in the material, and then I got to make the, you know, make the parts. So by the time I get the material and the parts made, you know, I'll usually have 30 days into tooling and labor, and then I get a bill. And then my customers won't pay till 30 days after that.
Oh, okay, okay.
And right now, they're not paying till about 60. So I need to make up about that month of working capital until and it's kind of strange. Everybody's getting kind of slow.
Just taking their time, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think everybody needs some more working capital, it seems like.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so like I said, you know, to get hard numbers, we have to, you know, see what everything looks like on paper. It's a quick process. It's a one-page application and a couple documents. And once those are in, you know, we can get you an answer within 24 hours. How does your credit look? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Personal?
Yes.
It's like 720, something like that.
Okay, so it's good. That's pretty good on our end. And how long have you been in business?
12 years.
Oh, wow. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. How did I get into this?
Yeah.
I don't know how to do anything else. No, we're a machine shop, and I started out, 40 years ago in a machine shop making chips and just grew through the ranks and different jobs and up through management, and then finally got to the point that I saved up enough money to start my own business. So.
Oh, wow. And you've been going strong for 12 years, huh?
Yes.
That's awesome. No, that's good. Have you looked into any other financing yet for this loan?
Well, I was looking at just getting a home equity line. But they're saying, well, it might be 2 or 3 weeks, you know, through the bank. And I'm going, well, by then I'll probably have the money in. I'll just, so I have looked into that, getting a home equity line of credit. But, they're saying 2 or 3 weeks. I'm thinking 3 or 4 or 5.
Yeah, is that through your bank?
Yes.
What bank do you use?
America First Credit Union.
Okay. Yeah, most big banks, they can take a while.
Yeah.
I mean, so, that's a good thing we have here. We can get you approved fairly quickly and then funded even faster. So,
yeah, if that's something you're looking for. Yeah, so right now I'm just looking for, quick line of credit so I can pay this down. And probably out of the 60, I'll pay all the vendors down. And then I'll probably pay, 30 of it back here in, the next 30 days, just as, these guys will pay. I've never not had a customer not pay me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just kind of giving you an outline of what would probably be happening. So I'd get 60, I'd clear out all the vendors, and then as the money comes in that's over past due, I'd start paying that back down.
Yeah, so just a quick short-term type deal. Okay, yeah, that's no problem. Do you have any working capital loans out right now?
Do I have any working capital?
Yeah. Do you have any working capital loans out right now?
Oh, no. No, I've got, I only got two loans. They're equipment loans. Well, one's an SBA loan, but secured with all my equipment. And then I just bought another machine last year. So that's the two loans. But I've probably got about $700,000 or $750,000 in loans.
Okay. That's no problem. Okay, so like I said, it's a fairly quick application. It's one page. And to go along with that, we would need 6 months of bank statements and your most recent tax return. Do you guys take credit cards for payments?
No.
No? Okay, so then just the 6 months of bank statements and your most recent tax return and then the one-page application.
Okay.
And then once that's in, we'll move it along fairly quickly and get you some numbers.
All right, so 6 months of bank statements.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the other thing?
Your most recent tax return.
Okay, that'll be 2014.
Okay, you have an extension on 2015?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, we can use 2014.
Okay.
And then the one-page application. And I could email you the application and a short list of stuff.
Okay.
So that'll be easier. What's a good email to send that over to?
K Jensen, KJENSEN, at pinnaclepreciision.net.
Precision.net. Okay, so I can go ahead and I'll email you the application and then just that, you know, the short list of documents that we need from you. And are you the 100% owner over there?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. 100% owner. Okay, so yeah, so it's just that short stuff. Once you get it into me, I'll get everything, you know, squared away and send it over to underwriting, and they'll have an answer within, you know, 24 hours for you. When did you think you'd be able to get these into me?
Oh, you get them over there. The bank statements are online, and I already got the tax returns on file. So, yeah, I can get them to you today.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah, so I'll go ahead. I will follow up with you tomorrow.
Okay. Does that sound good? The business bank statements, right?
Business bank statements, yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yes, the business bank statements.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and send over that email right now, and once you get everything over to me, I'll follow up with you tomorrow. And when's a good time to get a hold of you? Is this time good?
Yeah. Let me just give you my cell phone number, because I'm not in the office. So it's 435-760-9082.
Okay, 435-760-9082?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and follow up with you tomorrow morning. And I'll be looking out for the documents and everything today so I can get it sent over by the end of the day for you.
All right.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you, Ken. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.